The Gospels according to love, Matthew chapter 9, love heals all, April 15, 2005. Jesus entered into a ship and passed over, coming into his own city. Behold, they brought a man to him, sick of palsy. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of palsy, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." Certain of the scribes said within himself, "This man blasphemes." Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you place hate in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? You should know the Son of Love has power on earth to forgive sin." Then, speaking to the sick of palsy, Jesus said, "Arise, take your bed, and go into your house." The man arose and departed to his house. When the multitude saw it, they marveled. They glorified the love that had given such power to Jesus. As Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs. Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me." Matthew arose and followed Jesus. It happened as Jesus sat at meat in the house, many publicans and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees beheld this, they said to Jesus, his disciples, "Why does your master eat with publicans and sinners?" Jesus heard this. He said to the Pharisees, "They that are whole do not need a physician, but they that are sick. Go you and learn what this means: I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to change." The disciples of John asked Jesus, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not?" Jesus answered, "Can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is not with them. Then they shall fast. No one puts a piece of new cloth in an old garment, for when it is put in to fill up the tear, it soon pulls away from the garment, and the tear is made worse. Neither do we put new wine into old bottles, lest the bottles break, the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. New wine is put in new bottles, and both are preserved." While Jesus spoke these things to them, behold, there came a certain ruler. He worshipped Jesus, saying, "My daughter is even now dead. Please come and lay your hand on her, and she will live." Jesus arose following him, as so did his disciples. A woman diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind Jesus and touched the hem of his garment, for she said to herself, "If I just touch his garment, I will be made whole." Jesus turned himself about and, seeing her, said, "Daughter, be of good comfort, for faith has made you whole." The woman became whole from that hour. Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and people making noise. Jesus said to them, "Give your place, for the maid is not dead but sleeps." They laughed him to scorn. When the people were put out, Jesus went in and took the maid by the hand, and she arose. The fame thereof went abroad into all the land. Jesus departed there. Two blind men followed him, crying, saying, "Ye the Son of David, have mercy on us." When Jesus had reached the house, the blind men came into him. Jesus said to them, "Do you believe I am to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Jesus touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it to you." Their eyes became open. Jesus straightway charged them, saying, "See that no one knows of this," but the people departed and spread abroad his fame all about their country. As they went out, they brought to Jesus a dumb man possessed with hate. When the hate became converted, the dumb spoke. The multitudes marveled, saying, "It has never been so seen in all Israel." The Pharisees said, "Jesus converts hate through the prince of hate." Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of love, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. When Jesus looked upon the multitudes, he became moved with compassion for them, for they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep with no shepherd. Jesus said to the disciples, "This harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray you, therefore, that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into it."